This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamarek. New Mexico is under pressure to get thousands of people vaccinated today to meet a deadline set by Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. She wanted to reopen the state July 1st, as long as 60% of residents, 16 and older, were fully vaccinated. Data from the New Mexico Department of Health shows 59% of eligible residents are fully vaccinated, marking just a slight increase from the day before. Some say it would be difficult to hit the mark, given that daily increases have amounted to just a few tenths of a percent. State officials said they plan to review the vaccine data tomorrow to determine the state's progress. Also today, state officials lifted mask requirements for fully vaccinated youth athletes while they're on the field of play. They must register their vaccine status with an athletic association. The state also was considering setting aside up to $1 million in cash incentives for youth sports and academic teams whose members get vaccinated by the end of July. If approved, it would mark the latest round of incentives aimed at boosting vaccinations. Lujan Grisham today again promoted a state sweepstakes that features four $250,000 prizes and a grand prize of $5 million. It's funded with federal COVID-19 recovery money. More than 415,000 New Mexicans have registered for the prizes. A Hispanic heritage group in Santa Fe is suing the mayor over the destruction of a U.S. veterans memorial by activists during a demonstration on Indigenous Peoples Day. The lawsuit seeks to block Mayor Alan Weber's plans to have the monument permanently removed and replaced with a more culturally inclusive one. The inscriptions at the base of the monument honored Union soldiers who died fighting Indigenous tribes and Confederate soldiers. One inscription that described Indigenous people as savage was chiseled out in 1974 and never repaired. Its remnants lie at the center of the city's historic plaza, encased in a plywood box. The lawsuit asks a judge to prevent the city from spending any time or money on modifications to the historic downtown park until the stone obelisk is restored. That would hobble Mayor Alan Weber's plans to have an independent commission determine the statue's fate. New Mexico's largest city has sued companies involved in the design and construction of a rapid transit system over light fixtures that have fallen or weren't secured. The Albuquerque Rapid Transit bus system runs along Central Avenue, a major city corridor. The city of Albuquerque sued several companies last week, seeking monetary damages after dozens of lights fell to the ground or had to be removed. Albuquerque is seeking at least $2.5 million in compensatory damages and another $10 million in punitive damages. Some firms didn't respond to requests for comment from the Albuquerque Journal. One told the newspaper it shouldn't be named as a defendant. Another says it's hoping for a swift and amicable resolution with the city. According to the lawsuit, at least 46 streetlights either have fallen to the ground or had to be removed because they were being held in place by only electrical wiring, endangering the public. Some of the 25-pound lights have fallen up to 25 feet onto the street. A string of notable American women will appear on the U.S. Quarter under a four-year program that begins in 2022, including a woman who fought for suffrage in New Mexico. The U.S. Mint says its American Women Quarters program will celebrate women's accomplishments and contributions to U.S. history. Honorees chosen for the first year are Maya Angelou, poet and author, Sally Ride, America's first woman in space, Wilma Mankiller, the Cherokee Nation's first female principal chief, Anna Mae Wong, the first Chinese-American Hollywood film star, and Adelina Otero Warren, a leader in New Mexico's suffrage movement. This is KUNM.